And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 6th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of the spy novelist Joseph Finder, born 1958 in Chicago, but lived all over the world. His first language was Farsi, which he learned as a boy in Kabul, Afghanistan. Went to Yale, majored in Russian studies, went to work for the CIA, then wrote a nonfiction expose called Red Carpet, about ties between the Kremlin and some powerful American businessmen. First novel was The Moscow Club in 1991. It was on this date, 1945, a Greek tavern owner in Chicago named William Cyanis was thrown out of Wrigley Field in Chicago for trying to bring a goat to a game. It was the World Series, and the Chicago Cubs were up 2-1 over the Detroit Tigers. Cyanis had a tavern across the street from the ballpark. He thought the goat would bring the team good luck, so he bought 2 tickets, one for him, one for the goat, whose name was Murphy. They wouldn't let him into the ballpark because they said the goat stinks. And according to legend, William Cyanis then cursed the team. The Cubs went on to lose the next 3 games, and they have not appeared in a World Series ever since. It was on this date, 2007, that Jason Lewis and the Expedition 360 team completed the first entirely human-powered trip around the world, traveling on human power alone, no help from motors, animals, or even sails to capture the wind. They didn't do it all at once. It took them, in fact, more than 13 years to accomplish this. Set off from Greenwich, England, July 12, 1994, pedaled a boat across the English Channel, bicycled through France, Spain, and Portugal, then crossed the Atlantic Ocean, which took 111 days, landed in Miami, biked and skated across the continental United States. Jason Lewis had to stop and earn money at various times, worked at cattle ranches, funeral homes. About a year into the expedition, he was rollerblading on a Colorado road when he was run over by a drunk driver, both of his legs broken, one almost amputated, spent 6 weeks in the hospital, 9 months recovering before he could resume his trip around the world. Many mishaps. He was arrested in Egypt as a suspected spy, came down with malaria, had 2 hernia operations, was robbed once. And finally, on this day, in 2007, he returned to Greenwich. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly entitled Nailing a Dock Together. The dock is done, pulled out in the lake. How I love putting my wet foot on the boards I sawed myself. It is a ladder stretching back to land. So many secrets are still hidden. A walker digs up a tin box with secrets and then joyfully buries it again so that the night and day will remain fresh. The horse stands penned, but is also free. It is a horse whose neck human beings have longed to touch for centuries. He stands in a stable of invisible wood. A poem by Robert Bly, Nailing a Dock Together, from Like the New Moon, I Will Live My Life, published by White Pine Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.